Hi, I'm Kendra Corman, the host of Imperfect Marketing. If you're a solopreneur, small business owner, or marketer, you know marketing is far from a perfect science. And that's why this podcast is called Imperfect Marketing. Here you will hear from marketing experts and successful business owners about their marketing tips and, of course, their lessons learned along the way.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Imperfect Marketing. I'm your host, Kendra Corman, and today I am joined by Robert Brill. He's worked in advertising for 20 years and is the CEO of Brill Media, a digital advertising agency for scalable business growth. The company's been honored 10 times across Inc. 5000 and Financial Times 500. Congratulations on that, and welcome.
Thanks for having me, Kendra. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much for taking the time to meet with me, especially early in the morning for you. All right, let's jump in because we're going to be talking about advertising today. What should businesses know to be successful at running an advertising campaign?
Advertising is imperfect, and we need to accept that. It's a we call it a practice because it's something that we do every day. It's just like yoga and mindfulness and sports. You practice at it. And there are a few different like ways to increase your odds of success. One of the things is have a strategy. And, you know, as a business owner, I'm a business owner and I'm an advertising guy. And, you know, there's so many things that people don't know how to do when they run a business. And it's no fault of your own if you don't know how to do marketing. You are probably really great at some really important things. But if marketing is not your zone of genius, when you spend money on advertising and marketing and you don't know how to do it well, a lot of that money is being wasted and you could have a better use of that money by working with an expert. So that's the first thing. When you're working with an expert or whether you're doing it yourself, you need a strategy. And a strategy helps you define who you're reaching, the characteristics of the people you're reaching, the customer value, the transformative value of the customer, the economics around acquiring a customer, et cetera. And also define your goals, 1 year or 5 year goals for your business. And then you get to set a path from that end goal, whatever it is, backwards to where you are today. And that's how you set a strategy. And the strategy helps you make really strong advertising investments without wasting your money. So it's important to have one. Like, you should never be in a position where you just run like Facebook ads or TikTok ads because someone told you, hey, you should be running TikTok ads. There needs to be a strategy there. And so have a strategy. That's the first thing people need to know.
I think that that is so, so, so important. People think that marketing is magic and, oh, if I do this because this person had success, then it'll work. Maybe not.
Yeah,
you know, you really do have to think about what you're doing, who you're targeting, and what kind of results you're looking for to create the right ads, to create the right targeting, to create the right landing page. I mean, so many people shortcut the strategy part.
Yeah.
Because they're like, oh, so-and-so told me that they had luck with this or that. And if it doesn't fit in your strategy, and it's not going to help you achieve your goals, and you shouldn't be doing it, no matter how good their presentation was.
100%. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, I pay attention to a lot of people on Twitter or on X now who are talking about tactical elements to grow businesses, whether it's for search engine optimization or ads, whatever the case is, creating social media content. And that's very helpful to me because it's really interesting to see what other people are doing, but it's all within the frame of what I know to be true or not true about the business that I'm in, which is marketing and advertising. So I imagine, you know, it's like accounting. I didn't go into business to become an accountant, but there are people who like love that stuff. And we have a great accountant and invoicing and cash flow and all that stuff. Like that's a practice in and of itself. Account management is a practice. Manufacturing, you know, management is a practice. Leadership. So all those things come with a set of experiences that inform how people can be really effective at those jobs. The second thing you know, that we should understand. I'll give you a very specific framework that your listeners can do, which in my estimation is a catch-all for really strong marketing practices where you don't have to know the fundamentals. The challenge is you're going to run into things that are going to be like one-off situations that you're going to need help with. But here's the general practice. Number one, when you're talking about advertising, it's a lot more common right now for the platforms, so Google, Meta, TikTok, etc., to be algorithmically driven, meaning you're going to move away from, like on Meta, when you run ads on Facebook, usually there's keyword targeting, interest targeting, lookalike targeting, and retargeting. And a lot of times you're just creating a lot of ad groups, and with those ad groups, you're just constantly changing new keyword or targets. We're moving away from that, and we've been doing this for the last few years. The idea is broad targeting, age, gender, and location. And the example is, if you are a restaurant and people will travel maximum 5 miles around your address, then your location targeting, your maximum broad targeting is going to be 5 miles. And then for us, a B2B services company, we transact with people all over the United States. So our maximum geography is across the United States. So what you're doing there is you're giving Meta the ability to route your ads to the right people. The second thing you're going to do is creative testing. And creative testing is the idea that you're just going to create 5 different ads per month. That's it. But with those 5 ads, you have 15 different elements comprised of 5 headlines, 5 images or video, or 5 primary texts. And then what you're going to do is combine those different elements in all kinds of different ways, and you're going to have 125 different possible ad variations. So really, 5 ads creates 125 ads when you do it that way. But you're not going to run 125 ads. That would be too much money, and it's not the right way of kind of like accomplishing your goals. So you're going to use science, control, and variable testing with the goal of letting Meta figure out which one of those 125 elements is the most effective for you. And you can do that monthly. So your commitment in this process as a business owner or a marketer is 5 ads once a month. And through that, you're going to be able to test 125 different variations, find the one that's most effective. The third step to all this, so step one is broad targeting. Step two is creative testing. Step three is kind of a dual step, is you're training Meta's machine learning algorithm to find your best customers, which is valuable because over time, Meta learns the type of people who are interested in what you have to say. And that's exceptionally valuable. We talk about AI and machine learning and large language models. I mean, Meta has 10 or 20 years of data on most of us, on and off Meta properties. And you have the ability to use that, the best, the absolute best algorithm in the world to find your best customers, which is like, it's like shooting fish in a barrel. I mean, it's just easy. But you have to know the process to get there. The second thing you learn is that, so number one, you're learning, Meta is learning about who your customers are. The second thing that's happening is you're also learning about, you're generating insights for your business, which products and services, offers and discounts, audiences are resonating for your business. And over time, you're going to understand, look, when I create ads for product A doesn't do so good as product B over time. You do this for like 6, 12 months, et cetera. And that will give you feedback. It's a real-time feedback loop off of what your business should be doing just as a business person. So that's a practice that people can deploy. And so we have a video training on this. It's 13 minutes long. It goes into much more detail on our site. If you search for creative testing on our site, you'll find it under capabilities. And that 13-minute video goes into a little bit more detail about how to accomplish this. But this idea of algorithmic decisioning is happening on Meta. It's happening on Google. So for example, on Google, you're uploading up to 15 different headlines and 4 different descriptions. And then Google just mixes and matches which creative is most interesting for your keywords. And then the same thing's happening on TikTok with Smart Performance. I think it's called Smart Performance advertising, where you upload a bunch of creatives and you tell TikTok, hey, you have data from the pixel, find my people. So it's actually becoming far easier for businesses to make social advertising work for them. if they understand the systems and processes.
Well, I think one of the most important things to remember is Meta likes money.
Yeah.
So the more successful your advertising is, the more you're going to invest in them. And then the more money you're going to make. They also like people staying on the platform, right? Yeah. So they want to create the best creative that is going to engage their target, your target. Because again, they want people to keep coming back and not get frustrated with all the ads, right? So it's in Meta's best interest for you to be successful. I think a lot of people are always like, they're trying to mess me up. And it's like, no, they're not. They want you to be successful, and they want you to be successful because then when you're successful, they make more money because you're going to do it again.
Right. Yeah. I mean,
and I think, yeah, it's something that people just don't think of.
Yeah. You know, it's common to hear people or business owners say, well, Meta and Google just don't work for my business. They do. They do. You know, like we talk to people who spend hundreds and thousands of dollars on like the wrong tactical components of running, like let's say Google Ads, for example. And, you know, they go too broad. You know, when you run ads on Google, you have keyword match. So broad, phrase, and exact. So it's how narrow or how broad your targeting is with relation to a specific Google search term. And there's, you know, what I typically say, and this is applicable for people who kind of understand some fundamentals, is I'd rather, in the case of keywords on Google, I'd rather niche down than go broad. Like there is about a 6-7 month period on Google where we were filling our funnel on two words, white label on two phrases. It was like white label media buying and like some variation of that. Might have actually been one, but let's say it was two. I think it was two at the time. I just can't remember what the other one is. But like, you know, two phrases that pinpoint the people who we're interested in working with. So it's really but you can only get to that point if you have some fundamental knowledge about how the system works. And in that old, you know, Greek saying, know thyself, right? You've got to have a clear understanding of who your customers are and what you're doing in order to be successful. And too many businesses think that advertising, there's a few challenges. Too many businesses, as you said earlier, think that Google, that advertising is a light switch. You just turn it on and by next Sunday, I'm a millionaire. Not how it works. It's a practice. It needs to continual improvement. The second thing is too many businesses allow themselves to be okay with engagement as a proxy for success. Likes, comments, and shares don't pay the bills. You've got to keep your accounting team busy.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Hang on. I need to repeat that again. Likes, comments, and shares do not pay the bills. Yes, engagement is great, but I don't care if your people are voyeuristic and just like lurkers. Like, as long as they're buying stuff at the end, that's all that matters. Keep that in mind.
So like there are TikTok ads right now running. There are four TikToks saying, you know, boy, I was stuck in the 200 view count. But I got like 40,000 views on my videos. And they're basically, TikTok is running ads to get people to boost posts and run ads or run videos with the goal of video views. That's not the game. I mean, it could be the game. See, the thing is, for most businesses, that's not the game. Like,
it depends on your strategy.
You've got to have the strategy, right? Like there is a part of the funnel where you're going to want to run ads with the goal of getting views so that people then are in your remarketing pool and then they can be served different ads with the goal of getting them to buy. But that's very, you know, for someone who doesn't understand the intricacies, that's very nuanced. Mm-hmm. And they just stop at, oh, I got 40,000 views. I must be doing well. And there's no direct connection between views and sales. And so one of the other things that's important is keeping track of and measuring the various points of success in your business. So what are the ways that you grow your business? What's the connection between views and sales? And chances are, if you're optimizing to views, there is no connection to sales. There is no direct connection. And people are going to mistake the fact that they got views with some other tactic that actually is growing their business. And they spend a lot of time and their money doing things that are derivative that don't actually grow their business. So really drilling down is important.
I have that conversation about what's moving the needle with my clients all the time. I love social media. I believe that social media is a tool to grow your email list so that you can contact people anytime you want, right? And I keep explaining to my clients, I'm like, no, like email is going to move the needle. Yeah. Like social media is nice, but on a good day, 30% of your audience is seeing your posts.
Yeah.
On a good day, right? Yeah. So I think that the time investment, the return on investment on social isn't always what people expect it to be because, again, they're looking for magic. But I think you need to take a look again at what your strategy is. I have a client whose strategy is actually more offline, which works for them because, again, that's like where their business is coming from. They send handwritten thank you notes and it moves the needle in their business. Yeah. It's crazy. So you've talked about TikTok, Facebook, or Meta, I should say, because that's Facebook and Instagram and Google. Are those all the most common to run advertising on in 2024? Or what type of trends are you seeing this year?
Yeah. So according to eMarketer, which is a great source of data in the marketplace, 45% of all digital advertising is going to be run on Google and Meta. So chances are your campaigns are going to be on Google and Meta. And that's down actually. Last few years, it was like 49%, 52%, et cetera. So they're calling it the Google Meta duopoly. A lot of our campaigns are going to have those two platforms plus banners, because banners are a really great way to use data to isolate your audience, to only serve ads to your best audience, and then convert them into sales. We do a lot with selling tickets for various shows across the country using hyper-targeted data segments. So the idea would be, and dynamic creative. So the idea would be if you, let's say Crypto.com Arena, if you are interested in Cardi B, you're going to see an ad for Cardi B. If you're interested in Kiss, you're going to see an ad for Kiss. And so there's different ways that we acquire the data that understand what your interests are. So, you know, we're media agnostic. We're not here to specifically sell Meta or Google or banners. It's really just whatever works. So, but our focus, our niching down component is definitely advertising. Whereas, you know, marketing and social content strategy, we leave to other people who know that better.
It's huge. And the amount that you need to know for advertising, digital advertising alone, is insane. I do my own Facebook ads, but only my own Facebook ads. Like, I don't run client Facebook ads. I don't run Google ads. You know, that needs an expert needs to do that, because there's exclusion words and there's narrowing down and then there's being broad and then there's, you know, driving them to the landing page. And I can do the landing page, no problem. Right. But again, I think it just comes down to that. You know, again, what's your strategy? And then bringing in the right people with the right tools that can help you achieve that, right? And 100%. Some parts of it, the business owner or the listener here is probably going to be the best person at it. But then they get into the technical pieces. Yeah. And Facebook has made it, or Meta has made it so easy. Google has made it so easy to advertise, but not necessarily super easy to be ridiculously successful. And I think, again, that's where coming in with an expert in those areas is really important.
Yeah, I mean, look, at the end of the day, if you had to travel like into the past and tell people like the future, chances are most of us would fail at it, because we don't know the order of the presidents. We don't know your mobile device, how it actually works. It's just like a satellite or something. I don't know.
It's magic.
It's magic. For all intents and purposes, is magic that we don't call magic. And there's a level of familiarity with Google because we use it every day to find information, and Meta, we use it every day to share with our family and friends, and TikTok, we use it to like scroll our life away. And so, but the familiarity of how to consume it is very different than the familiarity with how to use it, wield it. And I think you know, if you come to me and tell me your hip hurts, I got nothing for you. If your car is dented and you give me a hammer, I will further damage it. So go to an expert, just like you would go to a doctor, a lawyer, or a mechanic, or a plumber. Go to an expert for advertising, because there are incredible nuances. And the other thing, the other big mistake that I see, which I think is kind of like silly, is like they say, okay, I'm going to hire an advertiser, a person in-house, which is great, but you're going to get one skill maybe. And if you hire too general, you're going to be SOL. Because you might find the practices on Facebook are very different than the practices on Google, and our generalist doesn't know the intricacies.
So I had a conversation actually with a prospect last week, and they had hired an internal marketing person. And that person, they've had a ton more success hiring agencies and independent contractors than hiring a person in-house, because they only had one skill set. They had to end up paying that person more for what they could do. 100%. And then that person had to outsource a bunch of other things.
Right.
So basically I'm like, and actually this prospect had said that person actually didn't get anything done. I'm like, yeah. Well, yeah, because that wasn't their skill set. Right. So very interesting, and always an interesting way to think about it. But I think that this conversation has been very good. So when you think about, again, when you're thinking about advertising, I think all different size businesses can advertise. Facebook has made it extremely affordable to reach your target audience.
Yeah.
And if you've got the right strategy behind it, it can be rewarding and have a return on investment. But you might not be the best person to be doing that. So you might want to find an expert. And that's, I think, really important. With AI and with all of the data that Facebook and Google have on us, which is actually really scary, it's pretty cool in terms of what they can do from a targeting standpoint. You know, as we're preparing to get inundated in the 2024 election, with all of the different Facebook ads and everything like that, they're going to be optimizing the heck out of it to get the message that's going to resonate with you most in front of you. And that's the type of stuff that you can be doing for your business too.
Yeah.
And I think that's really important to keep in mind. So Robert, before I let you go, because I believe that marketing is anything but a perfect science, as you said, it's a practice. And this show is called Imperfect Marketing. And so I'm looking for your biggest marketing lesson learned.
Biggest marketing lesson. This is going to sound salesy, but you don't need a lot of money to run Facebook ads. I mean, we do it for like $1,500 a month, like including the ad spend.
Wow.
So the learning, you know, we see for the last like 2 years, we said no to a lot of companies because they didn't have the right budget. And we just want to open that up. We want to stop saying no. We want to start saying yes. So we've developed a more streamlined process internally to handle smaller businesses. So that's number one. I think your question was specifically about marketing.
Biggest marketing lesson learned.
You got to be a tinkerer. The best marketers are tinkerers. And, you know, I started the business as doing everything. I was buying ads on the trade desk. I was doing the invoicing. I was doing the reporting. I was doing the account management. I was cashing the checks. I was, you know, and doing all that stuff. And now I have a team of people who do that, and you know, they're really smart at the work. And I continue to tinker just in other areas. Like I really focus my time on Facebook ads right now, or meta advertising. But even that I haven't done for probably 3 or 4 months. So I'm constantly tinkering. Now I'm doing on SEO. I'm playing with AI. So I think the best marketers. So as a business owner, I don't think you don't want to do this yourself. You want to hire people, and you want to hire people who are tinkerers. And the best way to find tinkerers are to ask questions that give you insight about what they like to do and what they found and how they like to play with these tools. But I think tech tinkerers are incredibly important in this space.
Extremely important. Yes. Experimentation is key. Yeah. And everybody that's been listening for a while knows that I love AI because it's another tool. Yeah. You know, I did a presentation and someone was like, do all of your clients know that you use AI? And I'm like, yes. Does your boss know you use your computer? Like, it's a tool, like, you know, and I think people aren't using all of the tools available to their at their disposal, and it's going to put them behind. So definitely, definitely experiment, tinker, play, ask questions, explore. Being curious is, I would say, it's an underestimated skill set that or personality trait that people need to have nowadays. The more curious you are, I think the more successful you can be. Thank you so much for joining me today, Robert. I really appreciate it. As always, in the show notes, we'll have a way to get a hold of Robert. And if you want to schedule a consultation, do not assume automatically that you can't afford Facebook ads and you can't afford a professional to help you with it. So be sure to check out his website. Again, we'll have a link to it in the show notes. As always, if you learned something today, and I hope you did, please rate and subscribe wherever you're listening or watching. We hope to see you again on another episode of Imperfect Marketing. Have a great rest of your day.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Imperfect Marketing. Be sure to subscribe and visit KendraCorman.com/imperfectmarketing to view the show notes of all my podcast episodes. See you next week, same time, same place.